Blog Talk Radio. Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. I am very excited because I'm trying to trick this woman into being my new best friend. Ever since I interviewed her for RT, I have Kathy.
It's going to work, Renee. You're on the right track. You are.
It's working? Yeah. Oh, good, good.
It's working. It's working.
No, after that interview, I swear I told my husband that I had a girl crush, which, of course, he instantly thought was just, you know, their mind goes in the gutter, and we had a terrible discussion after that. But I did. I had such a crush on you after that wonderful interview, and you were just so much fun. So then I thought, I'll email her and see if she'll do the show. And you said yes. And I'm kind of flabbergasted.
I was happy that you asked me. Because I thought, oh, this is good. We get along so well on the phone, we'll just do it again.
Exactly, just in a slightly shorter format. Boop, boop, and then it's all over.
I promise this
will go quickly, but in a good way. It'll be a good 11 minutes, I promise. So you just got back from Dallas. Do you have to wear, this is the question, do you have to wear like the tinfoil suits and the, you know, to survive the heat? And how was it?
You know, the Dallas weather was fabulous. It was absolutely wonderful. I went down there to meet with the Fresh Fiction people. They have a tea several times a month, and they invite authors in, and authors and readers get together and talk, which is something I love to do. I love to talk. So I came down. The weather was great, and I stayed in the Hotel Zaza, which is just like its name. It was so much fun. So I had all of these wonderful Texas readers around me, and the hotels. I just had a blast.
I'm putting that on my bucket list. Go to Dallas, Fresh Fiction, go to the tea, and go to the Zaza.
They would love to hear from you, Renee. They would absolutely love to host you. I know this. And the Hotel Zaza. I think my bucket list should be going around to all the Hotel Zazas in the world. There aren't that many of them, but oh, what a fun time I had.
I wonder where they're located. Where would a Zaza be? I mean, I'm just like, that is just such a phenomenal.
Oh, and you know, yes, exactly. There's one in Dallas and one in Houston and I think a few others. But they're just very unique. It was one of the few times that, you know, I woke up and in a hotel and I was more refreshed than when I had, you know, first arrived. It was really great.
Well, that's the best review.
Very clever place.
That's the best review I think a hotel can get.
That's right.
Is if you actually are, wow.
And the Fresh Fiction people, they fed me well. I mean, the food in Dallas and Texas is remarkable. So
if there's food, that's a must. Okay, I'm checking that. Okay, I'll just call those people and see if I could panhandle myself an invitation one of these days.
They would love you. They would love you.
I, too, love to talk. So it's not a problem. But the public speaking thing is just something I love. And other people, I understand it's a phobia, and I just am always amazed at that, you know.
Well, you and I both have theater. You and I both have theater backgrounds.
We do.
I mean, I went to college to learn to talk. I mean, that's what I did. I was a theater major, and then I switched to communications, and I was a news broadcaster. So it's amazing sometimes that I can't talk. You know, I'll forget words. Titles of books will escape me or whatever else, but I've learned you just turn to the audience. Someone knows. The collective knowledge of the group will know and keep things going.
I enjoy it too. Well, the closer we get to the end of a book, that's one of the things you and I were talking about was the Roanoke, and you go and all that, and you just can't talk. You can't talk anymore. I lose
you put all your, you, all your brains are going into the project.
Yes. But, yeah, public speaking is, it's terrible. If there is a microphone, I'm usually the first person to go, oh, I can hold that. That's no problem.
That's right. And one of the things I did do, I'll tell you, is I spoke at the Shawnee County Public Library in Topeka, Kansas, which has to be the most unusual library I've ever been to. They have an art gallery in this library. They have a room for middle schoolers and high schoolers to congregate with a widescreen TV so they can play computer games. They've got laptops. They have It's set up kind of like a old diner.
Wow.
With booths. So they can play, you know, talk and hang out and everything. It had its own store full of gift ideas. You know, people would donate estate things to the library and they'd sell them. This was a remarkable place. It had 3 or 4 auditoriums. It was huge.
Wow.
And it serves all of Shawnee County, and it had a microphone. I was very happy.
Full
of books.
Do they sell retirement plans? Can we move there?
I could probably disappear in that library and never come out. It was fabulous.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I was like, that sounds like paradise. Like you would just never leave.
No. And they're very proud of the library. It is as they should be. It's a wonderful facility.
Oh my God! It sounds like a
In beautiful Topeka, Kansas. So I had a great week last week, and now I'm back here talking to it's talking to the dogs and talking to my computer. I'm glad we had this opportunity to get together.
See, you can tell yourself you sort of got out. You got to talk to somebody else, even though you
That's
didn't
right.
really leave.
That's right. Exactly. This
illusion.
Is the best of all worlds.
I'm a mom with 2 small children. Anytime I can talk to anyone over the age of, you know, I'm going to say 20, I'm actually jazzed about that opportunity.
You know, Renee, it doesn't change.
Doesn't?
It
really?
You know, no matter how old your kids are, they still don't understand you. It's just the way it is, so.
Don't depress me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
I feel
okay.
an obligation to warn you now.
That they're never gonna get me. They're always gonna look at me like I'm speaking Swahili.
Exactly. Save you the frustration of trying to explain things to a 16-year-old. That's what I'm trying to do.
Which makes me want to learn Swahili. There are days when I'm thinking I should just pick up the Rosetta Stone Swahili.
Don't have to. Don't you watch those old Tarzan movies?
There you go. That's a shortcut.
That's where I get all my Swahili.
I'm sure they researched. I'm sure that is dead on. I'll just learn that. And then when
I
go to Swahili land, I will be on it. Like, why
don't
I?
You'll say,
Nibana
Majuju. Let me see, what is it? Was it Kemosabe or am I thinking of another?
That's Tonto.
That's Tonto.
The
Lone
Ranger. It's your Texas trip that kind of leaked in and got you, the cowboy thing. But the juju, I think, is African for... They probably made that word up, and now it's in their dictionaries, and they hate it. That's
you know,
I'm
it
thinking.
Sounded so good in the movies.
It did. If somebody
can
say it with a straight face, it carries a lot.
Yeah, but you
of...
know, Johnny Weissmuller in a loincloth. You know, those movies are a little racy, especially the older ones. It's a lot of fun.
I guess. I don't know. I was never really a fan. It was so campy with the chimpanzee and the little... It's just questionable. I don't know. I didn't really go that direction. But they're doing, you know, Edgar Rice Burroughs, they're doing now the new John Carter of Mars. They're doing that series. Have you braced yourself for this?
No, I haven't. No,
yes.
I don't know anything about this. What is
this? I'm so sorry. Well, you know, Edgar Rice Burroughs was such a...
Yes?
We're going to run out of time smack in the middle of this discussion, and people will be like, what the heck did they talk about? Because it was not the books. Which is very naughty of us. But no, Edgar Rice Burroughs pitched this story. So here's a pitch story for writers. He pitched this story for John Carter of Mars, which is this wonderful science fiction stories. And he got rejected. Everybody was like, that is crazy. Nobody's going to Mars. You're insane. You know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So he said, oh, yeah, how about a guy raised by apes in the middle of, you know, he thought of, like, the most fantastical thing he could think of. And they went, ooh, that sounds good. And so
but isn't that the way it is with books?
Yeah. So he sold
You know, the most fantastic story is the one you want to read.
Uh-huh. But John Carter so then he got to write the series of his heart. So he wrote Tarzan almost as a throwaway, but got it published. And it financed that he was able to write the series he wanted to, which was John Carter of Mars, and got them. So they're both. That's what he wrote. He wrote fantasy. They were wonderful stories. So
oh, really?
Writer,
I
love
never
that
heard
story.
Of them. I never have heard. But you know, I just someone was telling me about Lois McMaster's Bujold. I don't know if I pronounced her name correctly. Lois McMaster's Bujold, and And they were raving about her, and I'm like, oh, I've got to read this. I absolutely have to read, you know, the series that she has. I can't pronounce this, the science fiction fantasy, you know, Forsakigons, I don't know what it is. But, you know, I'm heading out tomorrow. Yeah. That's one of my to-do list is to head out to the bookstore and just start hauling these off the shelf because just it's my hands down. Everybody was like, oh, you haven't read this. And I love that. I love it when I discover a writer that's brilliant that I haven't read. I love it.
The best feeling, I'm right there with you. It's one of the, I mean, we're writers, but we're readers first, and I just think it's a wonderful thing to find somebody. By the way, everybody, it's www.kathymaxwell, just the way you'd expect it to be spelled, .com, C-A-T-H-Y, Maxwell.com. So pop over, please. And real quick before we run out of time, what is this Kiss and Teal? What is that?
The Seduction of Scandal is part of the Kiss and Teal campaign that is being sponsored by Avon Books. I'm so proud of Avon Books for doing this. All the books in the month of September have the Kiss and Teal logo. 25 cents of every book sold will go to the Ovarian Cancer National Alliance to help fund research for ovarian cancer and also to support the families. It's incredible. And Avon also gave $25,000 already, and then, of course, they're going to do this campaign up to another $25,000. But the most important thing about the Kiss and Teal, KISS stands for No Important Signs and Symptoms. And in the back of the book are all the symptoms for ovarian cancer. You know, of the 21,000 women who will be diagnosed in 2011 with ovarian cancer, 15,000 will die. Over half will die just because there is no early diagnostic test for ovarian cancer. So oftentimes when it's discovered, it's already in stage four. So we want to start, you know, spreading the word. You know, if you feel bloating, if you have urinary frequency, you know, or you're feeling incontinent for long periods of time, if you feel full or you have pelvic pain. And you know, these are all symptoms. These symptoms are so subtle. I have them 7 times a day in any form. But if you have them persistently over for a long period of time, for a week or so, you know, go to a doctor and ask if it could possibly be ovarian cancer. And I don't mean to scare people or anything, but women are so busy that sometimes
they
say, oh, I'm not feeling as well as I should.
Yeah.
So they're like,
we say, oh, that's just nothing, or, oh, you know, it's just, let's keep going. And it's so easy to ignore what's going on with your own body or to put things off. And I think this is such an important message. And I didn't know.
Exactly.
I don't know the signs or the symptoms of a bear. I couldn't have told you one.
Right.
You know.
Well,
it's,
you know, the other thing too is
ovarian
cancer doesn't receive the press that
Sounds
other cancers do. And so what we discover is that as I go along, more and more women are touched. More and more families are touched by ovarian cancer. What's interesting that of the 6 authors that I had a friend. You know, I saw her, Emil Jenkins, she was a writer, and I saw her 1 month, and about 3 months go by, and I think, I haven't heard from Emil, I need to call her. And when I went to her, you know, to her Facebook to check in with her, she had passed away. Short period of time. And we have, so there's a lot of people who are impacted, but what's really interesting is that Stephanie Lawrence.
Yeah. Garrett?
How much time do we have?
Got about 2 seconds.
Okay. All right, but Stephanie Lawrence was an ovarian cancer researcher. Just a piece of trivia.
Oh. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Before she went on to fame and fortune as a writer. So.
Wow. Well, this is, I have to say, I think this is so amazing that you're involved with this. And just, and Avon, of course. And what a fantastic cause. And a great way to get that message out there. And I think hopefully more of us will take up the banner, as you said, as we've lost friends suddenly and unfairly to cancer. So it's just such an incredible thing that you're doing. And you're just such a great person. So there you go.
Avon Books, they contact the Ovarian Cancer National Alliance, and they spearheaded this, and I'm very proud of them for doing it. I like socially aware marketing. I think it's a, I think it's a win-win situation for the reader and for the organization.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, everybody. So if you haven't, if you weren't aware of the Kiss and Teal promotion or what's going on, by all means, pop over to Kathy's website, and it's, again, www.kathymaxwell.com, and take a look and pick up a copy of The Seduction of Scandal just because it's a great book and it's a great cause.
Thank you.
But, you know, either one works. I don't think we mind, really, if
it's
you buy
all
it just
good.
Because it's a great book. Or
thank
just
you
because
so
it's
much,
a great
Renee.
Do both. Oh, are you kidding? Thank you. And, you know, you're more than welcome to come out and hang out and have coffee with us. Ha ha. At any point in time.
Okay. Well, keep me in mind. This has been fun.
Absolutely. Let the Avon ladies know. Here we are, Tuesday nights, picking on Garrett. Garrett, are you okay? You bruised? Are you all right?
I'm okay so far.
Yeah, he passed out. He's fine. All right. So then we go. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for doing this. And everybody, please join us next week for more Canned Laughter and Coffee with Brene Bernard. And I'm just such a big fan, Kathy. I can't tell you. So.
Renee, thank you so much. You're a jewel.
I'm going to drop your name and tell Fresh Fiction, like Kathy Maxwell said I should stop by.
They would love you. They would love you.
And I'll be like, Kathy Maxwell is never invited again to the thing for Please Blacklist for neighbor. Why did we do that? That's terrible.
Renee,
no,
you and Texas were
for
meant
you.
For each other.
If that's it, girl, it's meant to happen. Well, I hope to
that's
see
right.
you in Chicago. And
I will
all
be
right,
there.
Everybody, good night. And Garrett, have a lovely evening. Garrett.
Bye, Garrett.
Garrett.
Yes.
He's face down on the desk. What are you doing? Are you drinking? Still... What are you... All right.
No,
good night, everybody.
No, I keep eating my mic.
Good night, everybody, and we'll see you next week. Good night.
Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe, and welcome to our circle.